evening before tea is by Brother Grugin, and I call upon him to give us his on the battle for man's mind. Thank you, Brother Grugin.
Dear brother and sisters in Christ, is again nice and pleasure be together with us, with you here, and especially that God gave me opportunity with my wife to come and be together with you. I didn't expect that our study be collision with my subject, but never mind. Sometimes is better if the ground is prepared, because it's nevertheless. Dear brother and sister, my subject is battle for man's mind. That means also heart. That's the Bible words for mine is heart, battle of the heart. And what good question, what is the heart? Sometimes it's very difficult find only one word and said what is the heart in Bible mean. We should use a lot of not only words but understanding, because many verses in the Bible said and teach us something about the heart, but really it's very difficult use even five words and said this is the spiritual heart. Even five words is not enough, because our heart in our body is something that's under the pressure. Our heart supply blood to every part of our body. There is no part in our body that is without blood, and the heart is pump, and mind thing that we are living, the heart is doing this job that we are living. And also in the blood is something what bring us and keep us in alive. If in some of our part of our body the vessel of blood are not good circulation, then the part of our body is going to die. If some small vessel of the blood is not going to our brain, we lost our remember, we lost our remind, we lost sometimes moving of our legs or our, we lost sometimes people lost speech. That means the vessel of blood doesn't go to this part in our brain and we lost our speech. And the sign is with our spiritual heart. That's our mind. We speak sometimes, that's our mind. But when we are going to the Bible, we already read some of the beautiful verses about the heart. And I like read again. For example, in Prophets, in Proverbs, 23rd chapter and 26th verse, we read 23rd chapter and 26th verse. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. The God is speaking to us through this man. And God gives some, like we can say, appeal to human being. And God said, son, daughter, give me your heart. Of course, doesn't mean that we should give it to our Lord God, our little heart. It's something else, what God asking from us. not only blind. If we can say, our heart is blind, it's not. Or we can say what heart is. Love is not really only love. The spiritual heart, what God is asking from us, is something special. Our mind, and in our mind is something what, together with our good understanding, with our special meaning and all, what can we say, all is the best, and also feeling, that is the heart. There is many things together, our feeling. Because when human being is born, already got his heart on the left hand side. But human being, everybody from baby got also feeling and mind and so on. And we don't think so that is bad what we get and what we receive from our parents. But during only very short period of time, from when many start growing from 5-6 years to 20 years, the heart, spiritual heart, can be very good or can be very bad. And that's Bible teach us to control the heart, to control the spiritual thinking and meaning and feeling. Because I remember one of the verses, beautiful verses in Matthew, 13th chapter, and 36th verse. No, 12th chapter. 12th chapter and 36th verse. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account. Therefore, in the day of judgment. This verse can give us some understanding about the heart. What is the heart? During our life, every bad word, every bad impression what we receive from outside, everything what we see, everything what we hear, everything what we doing affects our heart. Sometimes the words, if they are good, then our heart and our mind is growing in good thing. But sometimes if we hear bad words, if we see bad things on our heart, in our mind, in our brain, is like scratch. We don't know about this, how many scratches is in our heart. But on the future, every human being, after resurrection, must clean up his own heart. Everybody must clean up. That means, from every bad words, what we hear, what we receive to our mind, to our brain, if there are some scratches, if there are some spots, every human being must clean up his heart. That's what we're doing now in our life. When we find out truth, through our brothers and sisters, and we find out that we got a lot of sin in our mind, in our heart, and we find out also that Jesus Christ said, the sin is not only thing when we kill someone or when we steal someone. It's not. Sin is this even when we let our brain use something to get the things from somebody else. Already is sin. And so on and so on. That Bible teaches us we should protect our heart. We We know also beautiful verse like our Lord said in Matthew 5 chapter and 8 verse. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That means we should try, create new, the Christian heart to be pure. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. If we are stepping further on in our life, then we are going to be older and older. And we find out that it's not so easy have the pure heart. All the time is something what interrupts us in our life. That we step in good, but sometimes we slip away from the narrow way and we do something what we even ourselves don't wish. And the Bible teaches us that we should protect our heart. Because the new heart, we also knew from the Bible that the new heart is new creation heart. God like create in us new creation, new thing what on the future be alive, be. And the battle for man's heart, for man's mind, is very important part of our life. There is no human being on the earth. There is no battle for his heart. Everybody who is starting growing and start be human being get his own battle of the heart. And who likes get the heart? First of all, the world like get the heart. The secondly, friends like possess, like get the heart. Children like in the battle, children like get the heart, parents' heart. Wives, husbands, like in the battle, sometimes they like possess the heart. Property. Things like property, like estate, like something like this, also like grab and win, get the heart. And also Satan, invisible things like Satan, he likes also in the battle get and take control of the heart. But first of all, we are going to read one of profitable scripture in Apostle John, his first letter, second chapter and 15 verses. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Love not the world. For Christian is very dangerous. Why? To love the world. What is the world? What is the world? The world for now, what we know also that in the last days in which we are living, the world is worse and worse and worse. There is not many people now around the world. They are in spiritual things, they are not many people worldly. In many characters, we find out that they are very poor characters. They are not valuable characters. People are going down and down. There is more and more official in public places. Not very good things what the world is practiced. And people are don't care. There is many, many things if we are going. From young people, childhood, even when some petrol station is closed down, that needs only 2 weeks' time. All glasses are broken, all doors are broken, everything. Wherever we're going, if you go somewhere to toilet, to public toilet, there is scratching, there is paintings on the... What? There is the war. Very bad word, what we are now. And people using, swearing, using very bad words even. Everywhere. And so on. And what about the books? And what about the films? When we came 1965 to Australia, very often I took my children, my wife, and I go to driving. Was beautiful, some of the was beautiful films. And I was thinking when some of the brothers come from Poland, I take him, I show to them the God commandments and so on, Bible something, some films. Now, 10 years is going, no one film in picture. No one. What? Sometimes, when I pass the driving, I stop, I watch it. Terrible. I go away in seconds. And so on. Very bad word. And this word, from beginning, lie on the battle of the heart, on the young people's heart. They grab them, they battle, they win. They take the heart for themselves, word. Of course, Satan is the master. But the word is doing influence from the human being, there is human being wiseness, mondrosh, yes,
wiseness.
But the new creation is doing, new creation is under influence of the wiseness from heaven. That's two differences. The Christian is under different influence. The whole world is under different influence, and Christian is under different influence. And now we should be very careful and have no have not too much sympathize with the spiritual world. We should protect our heart to have no much sympathize to spiritual world. Because Apostle Paul teach us that we are living now in this world. And we are going to read one of the verses in Romans 13 chapter and 7 verse. Romans 13 chapter and 7 verse. Render therefore to all dear Jews tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom is custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. We should be very careful in our life. If we should got some duty to do something, we should do, but only not with the spiritual involving ourselves to things what we should do in our life. We always, like new creation, we always should have our point and our goal in spiritual things. And also we should yearn for about the heavenly things, about the gold rulers on the future, about the God kingdoms. That's what our interest should be. And also sometimes when we're growing up, our ambition is maybe sometimes in politician, maybe sometimes in get the high education and so on. There is also in the battle of our heart, the world like get and possess our heart. But also the another thing in the battle of our heart is our friends. For Christian, there is no opportunity, there is not many things the Christian can have many friends in the world. Our friends they should be our Bible students people. Not only Bible students people, but really Christian. It's very sad when we are going somewhere to our brother's place and we can find out that some people are sitting and speaking friendly, smoking and joking and so. That's not really a good place to see things like this one. Friends, we should select our friends. Who is our friend? Because our friends, sometimes we got ambition that we like to be together with people who are good educated, with diplomas. Sometimes we thinking that it's good to have some friends, they are good business people, and close to them, because we sometimes can say, oh, I got some of my friends, they are business people, they have got money, they got beautiful cars and houses, and so on. Therefore, Christian is danger way this way. Because our friends, they don't like only be our friends without the battle of the heart. Our friends like possess our heart. That's not enough that we speaking with some people. People like get us to be friends, faithful friends. They like possess our heart, our mind, our feeling to them. We remember one, in Old Testament we read one story, second book of Samuel, 15 chapter and 6 verses. King David got many sons, and one of his sons was Absalom. And he liked be also king. He was not patient enough to waiting when his father David be old, and he give it to him the throne. During his life, he was going to the king palace, and he was standing in the gate. And if someone was going to King David with some problems, the story said in the Bible, the Absalom, son of King David, was going to him. He grabbed his hand, he kissed his hand, and he said, what is problem? What's your problem? And when someone explained to him, he said, there is no one in the king palace to hear you. No one is to understand you. Only I can understand if I am king. And if you choose me for be the king in Israel, then everyone receive what you want. In this time, the Bible said the Absalom, son of King David, he was stealing hearts from people to himself. That means in our life also we can find some people who try steal our hearts for themselves. Sometimes, not only our friends, but sometimes very close people to us, they like steal our hearts. For example, our children. Our children, sometimes they are so smart. Sometimes children are going only 3 years old and they realize what can get from father and what they can get from mother. And if they grow up, they are 20, they are more smartest. And they know exactly how pinch the heart from mother or from father. They know what asking father or mother. But they like get the heart, the feeling, the mind. They like get for themselves. If they are good characters, it's okay. But if they are growing and they are not very good character, they sometimes can using fathers and even father and mothers for his own ambition and something like this one. We know in the Bible that one of the priests, Heli, he got his own children and he was not enough strong to tell them to be not doing wrong things. And God was don't like this. And he get his own punishment. That's not only children can in the battle of the heart, not only children like get heart of the parents, but also sometimes wife like possess heart from his husband, because she knows that men love her, and then she like not only love, but she like heart. David got his wife, his first wife, for he was not enough that David loved her. She like get his heart when she saw through the window that David was rejoicing when the ark was coming to Jerusalem, and he was rejoicing for Lord. She start be against him. And there is very sad thing that many people in life didn't sort out things properly. For example, there is love to God. There is no objecting that God is our creator, and for him we should have our heart. Whole our heart. We don't have to have objection that we give a heart to our God, maybe not everything. We don't have to have objection, but there is love for God. There also on second place is love to parents. There also is love to wife and to husband. And also is love to our relatives, and also is love to everybody, human being and Christian people. And we should learn how all the things are not to be collided with each other. We should, like human beings, we should never expect from someone who loves us, we should not expect from someone to get some more like really should be. For example, children should never expect that parents should adorate them. Wife and husband never should expecting the respect what we got for our God, that they should not expect love this, and so on. And every Christian should sort out and put properly the things where should be. We can love very much God, and God not is not love to God is not collided with love to wife, with love to parents. But when we love parents, they is not colliding with love the husband, and so on. It's beautiful harmony in God's plan, and in this teaching. Bible teaching is very beautiful teaching. Everything is nice, beautiful, in harmony, going further on and further on. But sometimes, not only on the battle of the heart, not only some human beings are, but also we can say some of the property. Men sometimes like something in his life. Property. It's time to be rich. And sometimes we remember one of the Solomon words. When he was praying to God, in his prayer he was saying, God, don't give it to me be rich in my life, but also protect me to be the provative. He don't like be rich, and also he don't like be the poorest man on the world. And we should remember that some people in his heart, they like possess some of the things on the earth. I remember one time someone in our village man was so hungry farmer, but he was so hungry all the time, he was fighting with the neighbors. And when he was plugging, all the time one cloth he like get to his own property, because he was bored between him and his neighbors. When nobody was on the field, he was all the time like get 1 foot ground to himself. to his side. And then they go to court, they're fighting all the time. Where is the board? Where is the properly pick of the board? And all the time. And then he was old, he was weak, and all the time, before he was weak and sick, every Sunday he was going round, and what he saw his property, how beautiful, and he was strong and rich. But when he was weak, sick, then his son, all the son, came to him and he said, "Daddy, come with me. I take your arm and like usually you walk through your property and you have a look at the property. Come have a, I like give you hand. I take your arm and come have a look at the property." And he was so weak and he said, "Not now. I'm so sick and also I realize there is nothing worth on the world. I'm not going anymore see my property. I was fighting, I was grabbing another property people to myself, and now I realize there is nothing." There's many people also in Old and New Testament, we find out that some of people, they are was hungry, gold, money, and so on. And also is the danger thing for heart of the Christian. The in the battle of the heart, something can happen like this one. And we should control our heart. Where the treasure are, then our heart be. If somebody got the treasure in money, if somebody got in treasure in the house or some property, the heart be dead. There is one of the warning for us. But the main thing was this very danger to Christian is that also Satan like possess our heart. We know from beginning how Adam and Eve, on the beginning, the Satan try get them heart, take control of heart, Adam and Eve. And he was successful. But also we should remember, if we are going to read one of the verses from 4 chapter of Matthew, and 9 verses, we read like this. "And Satan said unto Jesus, All those things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." That's main goal of Satan. Possess the heart. And we know, like some people end was very sad, like Judas. Judas, we reading in John Gospel, 13 chapter and 2nd verse. And John Apostle said, Satan take control over heart of Judas. They go into the heart. That's for us is one of the beautiful lessons. And I'm going to end, and I like read one of beautiful verses from Chronicles, first book of Chronicles, 28th chapter and 9 verses. "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts." I like remind myself and also remind you, is beautiful verse at this one. The God, Lord, Jehovah, he searched all hearts. Search. What is inside? And also in Prophet, I like read also one of nice verses, Proverbs 21st chapter and 2nd verse. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord
all diligent, for out of it are the issues of life, and it shows which way our life is leading by the way we manage our hearts.